welcome to Soul Dive.
Your one-stop comedy Discovery Channel K-pop podcast. What?
I mean, not trademarked, but yes.
Yes. I feel like the order is wrong, though. I need to work on the order.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, one-stop K-pop Discovery Channel comedy podcast. That's much better.
Yes, definitely. Let's go with that. But yes.
Yes.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Rike.
And what are we discovering today?
Sharks.
Oh, ew. What? Why? Just why?
Okay, listen. Okay. Ask God or whoever created sharks many billion years ago, because they've been around forever. But so the other day, it's been a while now, but I made the mistake of like just idling around on Disney Plus, and I don't know what kind of shark festival week was going on, but it suggested to me the very amazing show When Sharks Attack, which is basically a shark true crime show. I've told you about this, but I will talk about it again. So they just, you know, they go to places and investigate the shark attacks that have happened there. And it's, you know, after 3-4 seasons, it's just, it just becomes really funny because they make it seem like this huge shark paradox. It's like, why do they attack humans? It makes no sense. And it's like, you know, oh, we wonder why sharks attack people here. Anyway, we do a lot of shark feeding here.
What the heck?
They attack you because they know you have their food. You feed them. I was like, oh yeah, we do a lot of fishing here. Yeah, there's a lot of dead fish for them to eat. Their eyes aren't very good. They're billions of years old. Like, what are you expecting? So yeah, I feel like it's a lot of shark victim blaming going on.
Man, all those sharks.
I know.
They're just living their shark lives and being blamed.
Exactly. Did you know that the tiger shark is called the garbage can of the sea?
Wow.
Because it eats everything. Yeah.
I think aren't they just like the bottom, aren't those bottom feeders?
No, they're not. They're actually.
No, I mean like aren't the bottom feeders? Aren't the bottom feeders the trash cans of the sea?
I'm not sure, because tiger sharks are definitely just like, they're very out there. They're very aggressive when it comes to food. So they just don't wait for food to like come down to them. It's not like a trickle down economy in the ocean. It's more like they literally eat everything. They can bite through the shells of sea turtles.
An aggressive trash can.
An aggressive trash can. Also my name in high school, but... I just enjoy the 90s narration because it's like, they never saw it coming. Or it's like, one of my favorites was, but then, minutes later, disaster. And I need to
incorporate
that into my everyday life.
Do they have reenactments and stuff?
Yes, they do.
Oh my God.
So if they don't have real footage, they reenact how like this like badly bitten, like, you know, half of the limbs missing person gets dragged out of the ocean.
Yeah, all the dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic. Also, something I learned, and then I'll be done with this, I promise, is that sharks go for fatty foods. So I am on all the diets now.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, no. You know, for someone who's so afraid of everything that dwells in the ocean, I really just love to torture myself with shows like this.
I mean, that's kind of the reason why people watch horror stuff anyway.
True. And, you know, human true crime.
Yeah.
As opposed to shark true crime.
Yeah, people love just being scared, which I guess so. I mean, that's why there are haunted houses and stuff and people go through and scream their heads
off. It's the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with you?
Me? Well,
any shark news?
Well, I did start watching a bit of the Only Murders in the Building that you told me about.
Yeah.
And I am very interested and invested now that because the dog got hurt.
Yes. Now we need vengeance for the dog.
Yes. I still don't know.
Vengeance for Winnie.
Yeah, what happened, but I will return to that. I like that it's like 30 minutes long. It's very nice.
I know, isn't it so nice? It's such a good watch, such an easy watch, but it's still very interesting, like... The story is very well told, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm watching the second season now, and I'm still really enjoying it.
Oh my God.
It's pretty cool.
I didn't even know there was a second season already.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, well, it's you know, what I mentioned, that they release an episode every week.
Oh. And it just, they're doing the whole thing at once? Like, the entire series at once? Or are they still filming for other seasons?
Oh. I think it was renewed, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I will hope so.
I hope so, too. I want a third season. I want more murders in the building.
Nice.
Speaking of murder.
No. I mean, speaking of murder, I murdered myself this morning, too, starting shredding again. The Chloe Ting shred.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it tingling?
I am tingling. I was tingling. I was sweating from all the places that I didn't know I could sweat from.
It turns out you can sweat from every place.
Yeah, every single place.
Yeah, pretty sure. I haven't done the research because I'm not sure how yet, but I'm pretty sure you can like sweat from your eyelids.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah, you can sweat from everywhere. And I definitely did. Yeah,
everywhere and anywhere all at once.
Yeah, but just trying to get back on that because it's been like, I don't know, probably over a month since I worked out at all, which, yeah, got to get back on it. And also trying to revive my Instagram. Because that I haven't done in like almost a year now.
Yeah. It's honestly, it seems like a pretty easy concept, but it's not. It takes effort.
Yeah.
Like the video that I sent you, where it turns out that to execute a plan, you have to put in effort.
Ew. What's that?
I find this revelation disgusting.
Yeah. But no, I think I just got really hung up on work and everything and like our trips and stuff and and then coming back and then catching up on work and
Definitely I get that. For me it's also, and I know it's the same for you too, because a lot of like unexpected things happen that kind of throw off your routine, and then it's really hard to get back into it. Like, you know, last week I suddenly had to go to the Netherlands on a day's notice, and I was like, oh
yeah,
okay.
Oops. Yeah. So that's why we had to skip, among other things, we had to skip a week of recording, but it was for the best. And we're here. Back.
And yes, exactly. Yeah. And it was an interesting trip because we got to go to the ICC, the International Criminal Court.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I didn't know what to expect, but you're sitting in the gallery. There's like windows. You have to listen in through a headset. So it's not like you're actually in the room with the people that are doing the trial. Yeah, well, they know you're there, though. They can see you and you can see them. But it's just like, you know, you're not supposed to see the witnesses. You're not supposed to, you know, hear certain things, of course. So it's like very well done, very well organized.
Cool.
But the thing is that, because I never sat in on a trial, so I wasn't aware that it would be such a rush to watch people in matching robes talk really smart at each other, because it's very you know, low key, and they just talk very calmly. Like there's no actual like cross examination.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not what it's called, but
no,
you know, it's
basically what we see on crime shows and stuff.
Exactly, it's not really like that, but it made me think maybe I should start a cult.
Was that crime about
matching?
A cult? Oh,
no.
You want the matching robes?
Well, I mean, yeah, I want the matching robes and just like talk smart stuff at each other.
I mean, that's just basically Harry Potter.
I will start a Harry Potter cult.
I'm sure there are already many.
I was going to say Harry Potter actually is its own cult.
Yeah.
But no, I'll make it more specific.
Yes.
So it's not like 100% copyrighted version.
Yeah, exactly. We'll change up something. A couple names,
yes. You'll be Hermichelle, and I'll be...
Thank you. Hermitchelle.
And I'll be Fredo Weasley.
Fredo Weasley. Yes, like Steve-O, but Fredo.
Yes. My God, I'll be the jackass of Hogwarts.
You will. Oh, God. Yeah, that'll be our cult. Amazing. Yes. Let's start it right now.
Jackwarts.
Ew, Jackwarts.
So disgusting.
But it's not as, I mean, if you think about it, Hogwarts is a really weird and disgusting
name too. Very much so. That's why people don't think about it, I think.
Yeah. We should just not think about things.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
I know.
Not think about things.
Well, you'll get to do it a little bit this episode because I'll be thinking
about things.
Okay.
I'll be thinking about romantic things.
Planning our wedding.
Yes, exactly. Did you check our joint document where we write down topics?
No, not yet.
Okay, because I changed a little something.
Oh dear, I will check it out. I see what you did.
Oh yeah.
I love it. So basically, we are doing a mini dive today, and this is a part of, I guess it's like a special that we're doing these next 2 weeks, where this episode I'm kind of bringing in the background information, intro, fun facts and all that. And then next week it'll be you. But this week we're doing a little mini dive of Zico. Except Rike, you know, crossed his name out and then put Michelle's husband.
Oh, yeah. He's the OG husband. He was your first, not your first love, but I feel like your real love.
Yeah, my true love.
Your true love. Man. Your true K-pop love. I love that.
I love it too. But yeah, Zico mini dive. We're doing it. And then we're going to talk about, of course, this is because he finally came back with his mini album. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that a bit too. But first, an introduction.
Who is he?
Who is the
mysterious Zico?
Well, I guess before that, poor Zico right now has COVID.
Oh, my
even
God.
Though he just came back, so that's very sad, and I hope he gets better soon.
Well, I feel like it was kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, and we're going to get to his song.
I know, right? But yes, intro, background, a little bit of history. We're going to talk about Zico, aka Uchiho, and his stage name actually comes from when he studied abroad in Japan, and it was for art. So he's a really great drawer. But that used to be what his friends called him, because apparently Japanese girls like to call each other like their name and then ko. So since his name was Chiho, it was like Chiko. So that's where he got his name.
From Japanese high school girls?
Yes. And that's how he just ran with it.
And the rest is history. Mm-hmm. Or hentai, whichever.
Ew. I mean, he does have a song called Otaku, so... You know what that means.
Blurred lines. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. Zico, he debuted in Block B as the leader in 2011, which is now 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane, but yeah. He debuted under Stardom Entertainment, which is an absolute shit show of a company. They had to go through a lot of things with that company.
Oh, yeah, it's a theme.
It is 2 weeks. A theme. But yeah, he and Block B as a whole moved to the company Seven Seasons, which is a label that the CEO, Kim Kyuk, I think that's his name, created specifically for Block B because of the lawsuit that was happening. And also, like, he wanted to give Block B and Zico the freedom to do whatever they wanted. So aww. Bless you, CEO of Seven Seasons.
We love freedom.
Yeah. And also, the label now is under KQ Entertainment, which, you know, was created by the same CEO and now houses, of course, ATs. Gotta bring them up.
Probably specifically created for them as well.
Yeah, because there's no one else under KQ, at least like no boy group right now, I think.
Yeah. Just how easy is it to create a label in Korea?
I don't know.
This guy was just like, let's create a label. Let's create another one.
I know,
I like
right?
my labeled separate.
Yeah, because it's obviously he created Seven Seasons for Block B. And then I'm pretty sure KQ was because, you know how Hongjoong sent in his like mixtape because of Block B and like Zico and he wanted to join?
Yeah.
And then they just made KQ and was like, hey, Hongjoong, let's make a group. And it's like... Man.
It's just so funny to me because in my head, the justification was like, we're called Seven Seasons and you're going to be eight, so we can't do that. We're going to find something else.
But we can't do eight seasons. That's too, too close.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, bless that guy. He is obviously doing God's work right here.
Exactly. May your fields always be green and your crops plentiful.
Yes, please. Yeah. So Zico, he made his solo debut in 2014 and then... That was with Tough Cookie, if you remember that
God,
song.
Oh, God, I remember that. I remember the song and all that surrounding it.
Yep. Yeah, he has been through a lot. Block B as a whole, but him specifically, has been through a lot throughout the years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he stayed strong. He's coming through, and now he owns his own company. So his company is called KOZ Entertainment, which stands for King of the Zungle, because Zico... the face you're making. Are you impressed or are you disappointed?
Yes. Yes, both. To both.
Yeah.
I am mostly mad at myself that I didn't see it coming.
I know, right?
Please proceed.
Yeah, so of course his company now, as we know, has been gobbled up by HYBE like every other company in the world.
Hype is a hungry, hungry turkey.
Yeah.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yep. So yeah, Zico has made it his way through so many companies, but now he is in his own company, but under Hype labels. And it's just so weird still to see his music videos come up on Hype. And I'm like, wait, when?
Mm-hmm. But if it gets some exposure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Go for it.
You can just enjoy the Hype.
Yeah. So when his company got integrated into Hype, he was still in the army. So there were so many memes of like him being in the army and then just like Hype taking his company, basically.
Who signed the papers?
I have no idea. But yeah, that was really funny. So that happened. People were making memes of like Zico coming back to see his company like taken away.
Oh God. Imagine if you just come back to work and like 17 has taken over your studio. And
oh
you're
my
like,
God.
Sorry, like, what?
Excuse me?
Why is there 28 people in here? I don't understand. Right?
Yeah. So that's happening. And we have some fun facts here for Zico, because I honestly could go on and on about his history. I know every single thing of him, but we'll just keep it low key.
That's normal.
Yeah, totally normal. I mean, I found him in like 2013, I think.
Yeah, I know.
No, 2012. I don't remember, but
it's not like you studied him in preparation for this. You were there for everything.
I was there for
every single
history.
Thing that happened. Yes.
Yes, I was in history.
You were like one of the, what are they called, who wrote the Bible?
Jesus.
No, he didn't write it. The other guys who wrote it. He just did the Bible. Who wrote it down? Like, what's his face? Luke?
The apostles?
John. Apostles, thank you.
Which one am I?
Luke.
Luke? Yes.
I honestly don't know what any of them wrote specifically. I'm not a big, like, Bible reader. Sorry.
It's okay. I thought you were going to say I was the traitor, but it's okay. I was waiting for it.
Judashel. Ooh, that sounds like a rapper name.
Judashel?
Yeah.
Anything like, with shell sounds so nerdy.
No, it reminds me, for some reason, it reminds me of Ludacris, and I don't know why.
Judacris. Judacris. Wow. Okay.
That's your rapper name now.
Yeah, that's my Christian rapper name.
Oh my God. Do you remember Christian rock bands? I mean, they still exist, but specifically, oh God, what are they called? I'm blanking on the name, but they did like Youth of the Nation and Boom. And
I don't remember any of the band names.
I don't know. Because they were like Christian famous when I was more into church. Still wasn't reading the Bible, very sorry, but
yeah
like all my church friends listened to them and they were pretty good actually, like
I mean,
I feel like I think they turned out weird, which big surprise there, but yeah, anyway.
I mean, my first concert was a Christian rock band, so
there you go
full circle.
Yeah, mine was, I mean, like legit concert was probably the Backstreet Boys in 1996. So
jealous.
I was there before it was cool.
Aren't they touring like right now?
I think so. They're touring almost every year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was gonna say they're touring almost every year this year, but no, I mean like
you know, every year recently.
These days, yeah.
Cool. Well,
except for
yeah, we don't talk about him.
No, we don't. We don't talk about her.
Him or her.
Her it. She it.
Okay. Back to Zico.
Right, sorry.
After that beautiful tangent, no. But so Zico, he is a part of a crew, a gang. Not a gang. But it's called...
a posse.
Yeah, a posse called Fancy Child. And that's with an X instead of a C because they're cool like that.
Fancy.
Yeah, Fancy Child. And that is with his 92 liner friends. They're all born in 1992. And that is including Dean, Crush, Penomeco, Milik, and Stay Tuned. I know all of them except Stay Tuned. I feel like
I was going to say, are there more now?
I don't remember Stay Tuned being in it. I think he was probably, but maybe just like in the background as a producer or something.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And another fun fact is that he actually met Penomeco when they were in middle school in Japan. So they go way back.
Are you telling me that Penomeco's real name is Penome?
Oh my God. It's possible. I'm not
Zico
saying it's
Penomeco.
Not.
Okay. I'm going to need answers.
I know, right? All the Co's. Coco's. Yeah. He has a song name called Coco. Anyway.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Okay.
Yeah. So I did not see a source for this fun fact other than K Profiles and like other, you know, like fun fact sites and stuff. But apparently Zico auditioned for SM when he was a teenager and was supposed to be the rapper of Shiny, but then they picked Minho instead. And I'm just like, where did this come from? I tried looking for it. I didn't see anything about it. But like all the sites had it. Yeah,
that seems okay.
Yeah.
I think things are fine the way they are.
Zico would have.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, thrown off a lot of the balance in that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Imagine him singing Nuna no Miyepo to you. Hey, he's cute. No.
I'm sure he was adorable, but I can only see like 30-year-old Zico right now. I mean, if he feels so inclined, I will not stop him, but I will not no. enjoy it as much as I did in 2008.
Yeah, so don't know the source for that, but if that is true, then that is really funny.
We choose to accept it as reality.
Yes, like every other website has already. But yeah, another fact that I know was true is that he used to be an underground rapper before. He was an idol, so he used to go by the name of Naksa, which means graffiti in Korean. Hmm. And if you search online, there's just like a bunch of his mixtape stuff and like stuff he would just record in his bedroom when he was a teen, including a song that he did with BTS's RM back when they were both pre-debut.
Oh my god.
And the prepubescent voices in that track is just chef's kiss. Amazing.
All I can think about right now is RM's Expensive Girl.
Yeah, it's
mixtape thing.
It's not that level, but it's pretty close.
God, those horny teenagers. Don't give them microphones, please.
God, no, but that was just like, it's so funny to hear both of them, and they have not hit puberty yet. They're just rapping their hearts out.
That is very funny, but also it always just amazes me how small Korea apparently is, like how small the entertainment industry is, and it, you know, how early some of them met each other, and it's just like, you know, 15 years later you're sitting here like, huh,
I know. Okay. Right, it's such a kind of a coincidence, but also pretty easy to like a small world with the hip-hop scene, especially,
of course. And of course, you know, like you only hear about the coincidences of people that are now famous. I'm sure there's a lot more going on anyway. So, no, very, very cool. I don't know if that's the right word, but...
Yeah, they wanted to be cool. They were trying to be cool, definitely.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were just the coolest little
beans. The coolest little beans. Yeah. So, in more recent news, though, Zico started a new interview series on his YouTube channel, and it's called Give Me a Minute. And episode one is actually out now at the time we're recording this. And his first guest is none other than J-Hope from BTS.
Yes.
So, you know, that's obviously hitting, just starting at a very high point.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is very interesting. I am excited to see just anything variety or, you know, reality-wise that Zico does.
Do you remember the Block B variety shows?
Yeah.
They were the best.
They were. They were just...
So crazy.
Out of control.
Yes.
But yeah, that is Zico in a nutshell. And I tried to maybe pull back a little bit in case we wanted to do a Block B dive, you know, when they come back, hopefully.
Even if they don't, we'll make one and we'll bully them into coming back.
Yes, please.
Like we do everyone, apparently.
Yeah, let's manifest that. We'll keep talking about it until it happens.
Exactly. Block B, Block B, Block B. Wait, is P.O. out?
Is
P.O. returned from the war?
Oh, I actually don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I mean, Zico just came back, so probably not.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, well.
Anyways, speaking of comeback, Zico did make a comeback on the 27th of July with his mini album, Grown Ass Kid.
Best title ever.
It's very 90s and 2000s kind of album cover, I would say.
Yeah.
Throwing
the
it back.
Gigantic font and
Yeah, so he came out with two different music videos, one for Soul Drift, and then I think the one for Freak is his title song. He's calling us freaks.
Which is very fair. I just don't know what's up with all the like destruction and apocalypse-y MVs these days. I don't like that. It's like, we know the world is on fire. Like, can we not? Can we please not?
No, we have to talk about it, you know?
No, we don't. Well, we're gonna in Soul Drift, but yeah. Freak MV. I don't know. I like the song a lot. I thought it was really funny when the newscaster just like gave up.
Yeah. Just like, uh-huh. Yeah, I liked I understand the whole like apocalypse thing. I feel like it is very, it is a trope that's happening a lot. But mm-hmm. also for Zico, I just like that, you know how a lot of other groups, and not throwing shade at all, but a lot of other groups, they have like the apocalyptic music video, but their song doesn't really have to do with it much.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But for Zico. Like
on and off, beautiful, beautiful.
On and off every single music video.
On ever. And off every single music video. Well, yeah. not Stupid Swimming. That was a Western on a train. True. So.
Yeah, but I liked this one just because like Zico's song is about apocalyptic stuff and it actually makes sense to have that music video like that.
Very true.
So yeah, I like that it was matching with the lyrics and everything.
Yeah. He definitely did adopt the 2019 on and off CGI though both videos.
For which both is... of them. Yeah. Maybe it's a Hype thing because I've seen a lot of CGI happening with Hype too.
Oh my god. Oh well, if they enjoy playing around with it, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but for Soul Drift, I really think, well, the lyrics of course are great too, but it's like so interesting to have someone sing about being out of touch, like out of touch, not completely of course because you know the internet exists, but he was gone for like the brunt of COVID, like the quote-unquote worst times, like all the lockdown, most of the lockdowns, and it getting worse and like seemingly getting better, and like, you know, and then he comes back with a song where he's like, oh, probably very sarcastically, like, we're all safe here now without the masks, we're all naked. And now he has COVID, huh?
Yeah, my God. I knew from the start when Psy came out and was like, pandemic's over, yeah. And I'm like, no, yeah, it's not.
No, it is not. Yet, nein.
Nope.
Absolut nicht, nein.
Nope, nein.
Nope.
Ani.
Nope.
Nada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
Yeah.
So Soul Drift, yeah, that was his, I think it was like a pre-release because he released that before the album. I think it was pretty low-key and it kind of makes sense. Just coming out and not like punching us in the face right away, giving us time to get ready.
That's what I expected from the title though, because I was making too many connections to Tokyo Drift. So I was just like,
yeah, you're ready for like hit me, racing.
Hit me. Yeah, I was going to say, hit me with your best shot. Punch me in the face, Zico, but no, he didn't.
He didn't.
But I like it. It's actually, I really like the tempo. I think it's very dancey for some reason. Like, I can shimmy to it. I can dance to it.
I think, it's a pretty low-key, but kind of like a club, low-key club song, maybe.
Not sure I can see it in a club, but I can definitely see myself, like, you know, dancing to it at home.
Yeah, but then I do like Freak a lot more.
Me too.
It's just, it's a lot more upbeat and it has a lot more of his like rap because you know how we missed his rapping.
Yes, we did. No, I love Freak and then, you know, dialing it back again. I really like Nocturnal Animals.
Oh my god. That had me at hello. Like,
I know. It was immediately just so good. It really has like those hazy, middle of the night, like ass crack of dawn vibes. Just like, like I like, you can keep your whiskey, but I'll have a gin and tonic, thank you very much.
I know, like, it's so sexy and dark and
enjoy
like
the night
kind of bluesy. The drinking whiskey until the sun comes up. That lyric is very questionable, but did you see that he's now like the poster child for Johnny Walker Black Label? So no. It makes sense.
I'm glad that he returned to booze though.
Because what was he doing before? Whatever.
It wasn't some kind of lemonade or water or I don't know, but it was a step down from beer.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he's back on booze.
Yes.
That sounds horrible. We do not encourage alcoholism.
No. Only in moderation.
We just like to make fun of everything.
Yes. That's our brand.
That's our brand.
No, but.
But yeah, those two are definitely my favorites.
Yeah. For me, I honestly love all the songs on this album. They're just great. Like, Trash Talk is great just because the energy coming back, it's like, bitch, I don't have time to fight you. It's a waste of my energy.
And we have Tangmo in this house, so.
Yeah, exactly. And then with OMZ Freestyle, it's like, you can't have a Zico album without a full-on, like, hip-hop rap song from him. And that's it for this album. So, just every single song, I loved it. Zico never disappoints. I'm here with him.
Oh, my jungle.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm still mad about that.
Oh, God. What does OMZ even stand for? Does he say?
I don't think so. I mean, I would hope it's like Oh My Zico or something.
No, it's Oh My Zungle now.
It's Oh My Zungle.
Yes. Oh My Zungle.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him back. And obviously he's, you know, recovering from COVID, but he still seems very active. Like, he already filmed a bunch of stuff and he has this talk show thing going on.
I was gonna say, he's everywhere now, which is great for us.
And he hasn't aged one bit either.
No, not even a little bit. I watched the Studio Choom
thing
of Freak with the little hat he's wearing. I'm like, you're 22, sir.
No,
what
right?
are you doing here? Why are you lying to us?
Yeah, I was watching that with my mom and she was like, he's 30 now. And I'm like, yeah.
And you're like, mom, he's only a year older than me. So
yeah. No, but he does not look his age. He definitely looks the same as years ago.
I also still don't understand why 30 is such a big, big one for people.
It's just easy to, I guess, separate in decades like that.
I guess so.
Arbitrary decades.
Yeah. I guess it is the end of your youth forever, so. Sorry, it's the echo.
Yep. You can't do anything else after 30. That's it.
Nope, nothing.
That's where it ends.
I've been proving it for 7 years. Been doing nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Been pretty boring.
Yeah, pretty boring. Nothing's happening, you know. It's not like you met me in your 30s or anything.
No, it's not like we traveled to several countries together in my 30s.
Yeah, nope, none of that happened.
Nope, it's not like I moved countries twice in my 30s.
And then we started a podcast in your 30s.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You think so people boring. Get our point now?
I don't know. Do you have another one? I could think of another one.
Maybe.
What else did we do? You drank Jaeger for the first time when I was in my 30s.
Yeah, you dragged me through the streets of Seoul when I was blackout drunk in your 30s.
One of my fondest memories, and I'm actually serious about that. That was a great night.
It was.
Would 10 out of 10 would drag you again.
10 out of 10. Well, I don't know if I would do that again.
Please don't. Yeah. I would, but I would prefer if I didn't have to.
Yeah, I would prefer to. Cool. And would definitely, at least it wasn't whiskey.
No.
Yeah.
Which is, no, whiskey's worse.
Yeah, no.
I really, really hate Jaeger, but I just hate whiskey more.
No, whiskey's disgusting. I'm sorry, Zico.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone who loves whiskey. It's just a matter of different tastes.
Yep.
And your taste is wrong. So.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Should we go into?
Is it time for my... So, you were talking about how much we missed Zico's rap. And it's true. And yet, I went the...
Complete opposite.
Most complete opposite route possible. Yes. But I have my reasons. So, hear me out. First of all, the song is The Language of Flowers. Featuring Tae Lee from his Thinking Part 2 album, which I love both of those parts. Like, both of those albums were flawless. So good. Doesn't even go here, but no, just perfect. And the thing is, like, Zico is such an incredibly talented songwriter and producer, and of course, like, as a solo artist, you tend to think of him mostly as a rapper. And I just think that this song is like just one more testament to like his well-roundedness and like the endless creativity that goes on in this man's beautiful mind, like his artist mind.
Yeah.
So, and he's also great at choosing people to collab with.
I know.
So, because the song is entirely sung by Tae, but it's just, it's so good. I love it. It's on all the sleep and chill playlists, of course.
Oh,
and
definitely. I mean, I was just listening to it last night before I slept.
Right. Yeah, it just hits you right in the soul every time. It's such a beautiful song. And I feel like even if you're not big off of like a rap or hip hop person, listen to this song, it will blow your mind.
Seriously.
In the best way.
Yeah, that's one of the big things. Like, his range in producing is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things that people see as like a good producer is if your range is good. Yeah.
And he's also amazing at like tailoring songs to the people he's working with. Like, how he like makes the perfect Block B songs and the perfect Bastard songs and the perfect, you know, songs for himself and, you know, vocalist like Tui. And it's just like,
he's
a genius.
It all. He does
Sorry.
It all.
He's a genius.
He is.
He's a fancy genius.
Fancy. Yeah. Great song. Love it.
Mm. Thank you in the name of Zico. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, for my recommendation, I did go with one that he is rapping in, and it is Auntie by Zico featuring G-Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it is actually one of my favorite songs from him still.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like,
so good.
Yeah, along with all the ballad stuff that, of course, like he doesn't sing in, but I feel like this is also a kind of genre that not many people know this side of Zico, just because a lot of more of his viral songs are like summer bops or like,
yeah,
any song is like the only thing that people know of his. Yeah, so it's just very like party songs, like very upbeat.
Mm, yeah,
but I just love this song so much because his lyrics and just the music video itself, like everything, it's has so much meaning and it's so deep. And mm-hmm. this song itself, he's rapping basically in the perspective of his own anti-fan. They're not even fans, anti, basically.
Yeah.
And bringing up this message about the industry and fans in general. And I'm just going to list a couple of the lyrics, not all of them, because that's going to take too much time.
I have time.
Yeah, but...
Read it. Yeah. Dramatic reading of anti. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Let me get into my position. Say action.
Okay, hold on. I get the slate. Action.
100 good deeds are on sand. One error gets engraved on stone.
Mm. So deep.
The camera lens turns into a barrel of a gun. Right? It's just a lot of these lyrics are so great, and just I'm pretty sure a lot of idols and just people who are in the public eye like that can probably relate to this song a lot too.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of his verses, gold. Like Zigo's amazing lyricist.
Amazing.
Genius.
Artist.
Wait,
fancy
artist,
child.
Baby.
He's all of the above and so much more.
Seriously. Yeah, so this has been my Zico TED Talk.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
Actually, unsurprisingly, I knew about 98% of what you told me because it wasn't the first time you told me.
Exactly. I mean, we've
I
known each other
every
for
time.
Years now. And
exactly.
I can't not talk about him.
I love him so much. I enjoy him so much as an artist and a person and just a staple of the K-pop industry. So very happy he's back. Wish him a speedy recovery.
Yes, please.
Please, Zico, no more naked faces. Wear your mask.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Honey. Okay.
Great.
Good. Okay, good. So, yeah, while Zico goes to put on his mask, we'll see you next week with a very special lady artist that we like. In the meantime, I already said that. Unfortunate. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Ajunice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!